My show member can. This is very simple. We give you a category. You have to bid on how many things you could name from that category in 30 seconds. Doesn't matter if you name something that's not from the category or if it's deemed wrong. You don't lose by that as long as you get to the number you said you could. So if you said you could name 15 shapes and you say that one of the shapes is called a dollar, that's inevitably wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as you said 15 other shapes, good to go.
Right on.
All right?
Yeah.
Let the beginning begin. The bidding begin. Howings.
Yes.
How many popular Halloween candies can you name in 30 seconds? Start with an easy one.
8.
Tommy.
Oh, what did he say? What number?
I could see why you'd lose the plot on this story so quickly. he said 8.
8? Oh, I can do 12.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Man, he went bold. Leapfrog.
Yeah.
This is my diet.
That's a, it's a good
well,
point.
True. That's true. Yeah. It's usually what you have in a bowl with milk in the morning.
Last night I was eating Sour Patch Kids zombies.
Maitland.
I'm out.
You're out? That's, at 12.
I can't beat Tommy.
You just know that he's got more in him.
Yeah.
Steve.
I'm out as well.
Kelly.
13.
Oh, I'm out.
Tommy.
15.
I'm out.
Oh, come on.
I knew you were doing that.
Yeah, you got to get them
in higher. You had no intention of going, did you?
Not at all.
All right, Tommy. 15 popular Halloween candies. I have the list of the 20 most popular, so make sure you hit 15 of the 20.
Oh, goodness.
Are you ready?
Yep.
On your mark, get set, begin.
Sour Patch Kids, gummy candies, gummy bears, gummy worms.
I'm sorry,
you
said gummy candies that you can't differentiate.
M&M's.
3.
Skittles.
4.
Peachios.
Oh, yeah, those are delicious.
Reese's Cups.
6.
Nutter Butters.
7.
Yep, you know it.
Not candy.
Snickers, Twix.
7. 8.
There you go.
Twizzlers.
9.
And...
Have you thought about going slower?
Oh, wow.
You really got. Man, you really shouldn't have gone with the broad category of gummy things early on.
You got thrown off. You wasted your chance on so many varieties of M&M's.
I did. Yeah. I didn't know if I could dabble in that. That seemed like a cop out.
M&M's, peanut M&M's, caramel M&M's.
Pretzel M&M's.
Surprise M&M's.
The pretzel M&M's are good. Holy smokes.
Oh, yeah, those are good. Yeah.
I almost said the S word because I forgot that those existed, and now I want a bag of them.
I don't think I've met an M&M I didn't like.
I don't like the peanut butter M&M's.
I like the peanut butter. I like the peanut, like the almond.
I don't like cricket M&M's.
Yeah.
Where there's a cricket in there.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of the almond ones.
I like almonds,
but
they're not my favorite ones, but I wouldn't spit it out.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah.
If there was a bowl of them here, I'd eat some.
All what that. Do y'all think of Charleston Chews?
They're stupid.
I love a Charleston Chew.
Too.
Charleston Chew is a great invention of the 1920s, and I'm glad it persists.
Good.
It was delicious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was what they used plastic for before we had lots of plastic uses, like Tupperware.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can seal a boat with that.
Yeah,
it's
you
like
can.
Seal.
Yeah, it is. It
was. Wait, did y'all see that video of the girl who said, did you guys want to see if Flex Seal can last in the hurricane? And it's a zoomed in corner of her door, like just enough where they thought the water was going to come. Flex Seal lasted, and then she zooms out, and the whole rest of the house is trash.
Really?
Trash. Just
the
done
Flex Seal
for.
Did its
yes.
job.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just made it come in different places.
Yeah.
Tommy,
how
many Gen Z slang terms can you name in 30 seconds?
Oh, 3.
3. Okay, Maitland.
4.
Steve.
5.
Kelly.
6.
Howings.
Please, I'm out.
Tommy. Said 7.
Okay. Maitland.
8.
Wow. Steve.
No, I'm out.
I'm out for sure.
Tommy.
Honestly, I'm out too. I'm not confident.
Oh, God.
All right, Maitland.
Uh-huh.
8 of them. 8 Gen Z slang terms. Uh-huh. With definitions.
With definitions?
Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah.
In 30 seconds, that's going to be tough.
You're not getting definitions.
No, I'm not. All right. On your mark, get set, go.
Slaps. Skibbity.
2.
Cap.
3.
Uh-huh. Riz.
4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
That's where we get.
What about if somebody's being suspicious?
Sus.
5.
What if somebody's going after somebody and they're just being...
What if something's really cool and starts with the letter S?
What if you're wearing a super neat?
Yeah, what if somebody's really popular?
Oh, man.
That was decidedly not bussing.
Oh, my gosh. That, yeah, oh, you definitely weren't alpha.
You did not slay that.
Oh,
man,
my
bruh.
God. Well, I get like millennials.
I guess that's your
slang.
Beige flag.
Are you a simp for millennials?
Oh, yes. I get my millennial slang and my Gen Z slang, so I was getting all the wires crossed. And
yeah, you high key sucked.
Little DeLulu.
Yeah. Oh.
Man.
Man.
But your Riz is bougie.
Your turn gave me the ick.
You guys are so good at this. Why didn't you go higher?
Because I'm reading a list.
Yeah, 50 Gen Z slang terms in front of me. Very choogy. Whatever that means.
I was going for that one next. I couldn't remember for sure. I thought it was weird fashion.
I wish choogy. I wish we would have worked harder to make that one happen.
Steve, how many strange sea creatures can you name in 30 seconds?
So they have to be strange?
Yeah. You can't just say like...
Who's the arbiter of that? You?
I'm the judge. Jury and prophet.
Okay. I will say 2.
Okay.
I'll say 3.
Hot wings.
I'm out. I don't know.
Tommy.
I don't trust
5.
You don't trust me. That's offensive.
Yeah.
Maitland.
I'm out.
Steve? 5 is the highest number.
Oh, no, I'm out.
Kelly?
That's me. I think I'm 5. No,
no,
Tommy's 5.
Tommy's 5.
I could do 6.
Tommy.
Go ahead and do 6, Kelly.
All right.
Okay, now.
Gotta
I'll
be
tell
strange.
You, it's strange sea creatures.
Okay.
There are 4. So I need you to name 6.
Okay.
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 But it has to include the 4 that I'm thinking of.
Okay. I got
are you
it.
Ready?
Yeah.
On your mark, get set, go.
A red jellyfish, a
1.
White jellyfish, the seahorses, a sea cucumber.
Two.
A piranha.
Pretty normal.
A hammerhead shark. The piranhas are strange.
Oh, hammerheads are very
strange.
They're
very
fresh
water,
though. A swordfish. They look like anteaters
4.
Underground.
Yeah. Got 2 more.
The beluga whale. Have you
seen
that thing? Looks like a penis.
5.
Yeah. And then a crab, a blue crab, a blue lobster. Remember those?
Oh, those are rare.
Those are rare, and they're unusual. Mermaids.
You got 5.
You should have given her blue lobster.
For sure.
It's just a lobster that has a different color.
It's a 1 in a million.
Yeah, they're like the most rare thing
chance
in the world.
Of it existing.
There's been like a story about those 50 times during our life.
Because it's the same one.
Because there's millions
and
of lobsters.
They're tracking
right.
it.
And it's 1 in a million.
Doesn't sound very strange, does it?
Yeah.
You ever seen a kraken?
That's real strange.
Yeah, that would be strange. I was looking for a kraken.
Oh.
Or water Bigfoot. We would have accepted that.
I did. I said mermaid.
It's not water Bigfoot.
They don't even have feet. They don't have feet at all.
That's a fake fish lady.
Does anything
you
in
show
the ocean
me a foot on a mermaid?
What in the ocean has a foot?
Snails.
They got a bunch of little squishy feet.
Isn't the one thing called a foot that they have?
No, it's like a slug.
It's a slug. Yeah.
Trail.
A snail trail.
I think it's called a foot.
No.
But crabs,
if it is, everyone apologizes and you all have to buy breakfast.
Crabs have feet. It's hard for them to find footwear.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
That's why they're so crappy.
Yeah, that's why I'd be angry.
Do snails have...
Uh-oh.
Go ahead, Tommy.
Oh, yes, snails do have a type of foot, but it's not quite what we typically think of as a foot.
Is it called a foot?
You mean they don't look like my feet?
It's called the muscular ventral foot. It's a characteristic of gastropods, a group of animals that include snails and slugs.
Yeah.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if a snail's like squiggly bit is actually just like a little dress and they just have a million tiny feet under there? Ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding. I love that.
Well, that would be something. What are we going to get for breakfast? I understand you guys are buying, so thanks. All right.
Lots of salt.
Yeah. Love it. Maitland, I skipped you.
That's
when
okay.
it comes to going first, would you like to go first now?
Sure.
How many celestial things can you name in 30 seconds, like planets and stars and galaxies?
Yeah.
What did you think I meant?
I don't know.
You were all dismissive in your face. You had like scrunched up,
no.
go shut up face.
5.
5. Do you know what I'm asking for?
Yes. Okay. Once you said planets and things,
okay.
yeah.
Steve.
We got it.
6.
Kelly.
I can name at least 7 planets.
Hot wings.
8.
10.
Oh, 10. Tommy
really
does not like to bid
jump.
By 1.
No.
Maitland.
I'm out.
Steve.
11.
Kelly. Kelly's face says she was shocked by Steve going to 11.
I was. Because wasn't Tommy at 8?
No, he was at 10.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was like, dang, Steve, look at you jumping. Never mind. I'm out.
Hot wings.
I can do 12.
Tommy.
I can do 13.
Steve.
I would like to see you do 13.
Well, I'd like Hot Wings to see
14. Oh, I'm positive I could do 14, but I want to see you do 13.
Oh,
Tommy, 13 celestial things from the world of space. On your mic, let's go.
Okay, a star, an asteroid, a comet, a black hole,
that's three.
Uranus, Venus, Mars, Mercury, Pluto counts as a planet, technically.
It's a dwarf planet.
It's a dwarf
planet. It's celestial.
Planet.
He's a nine, for sure.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Oh, no. What's happened?
Oh
there
no.
There are more planets.
There's more planets.
Oh, is there Saturn, Jupiter, Mars? I think I said that one.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
What's that big white thing that's in the sky every night?
The moon?
Yeah. The thing
we
that,
would have accepted the sun and Earth as well. Yep, the two most prominent in your own life, we would have accepted.
I didn't say Earth.
I don't think so.
Would you have accepted, like, Orion's belt?
Yeah,
it's a celestial.
Yeah. I don't know anything about space.
Little Dipper.
You could have said Panasonic, and I'd have been like, yep. Yeah, it's out there.
Aurora Borealis.
So confident.
Yeah, the Crab Nebula.
What the hell is a Crab Nebula?
Oh, nebulas are cool.
It's a nebula with feet.
Especially with the new telescope, the Webb telescope.
What?
Now they have, look up Nebula.
I'm doing it.
Yeah, there's the Horsehead Nebula, which is also
what
very
are
cool.
Are you talking about crabs and horsehead nebulas?
Yep. Yeah, they're just vague shapes.
Just like veterinarian
so
things?
Name. Yeah, it's a big space horse. Galloping through wormholes.
It's like Aurora Borealis and the stars.
Yes.
Can someone explain a black hole to me?
No.
Because
there's not enough time in the world, Steve.
I tried to watch a video with somebody explaining one, and I still didn't get it.
It's where a star collapses on itself, and
gravity
is...
What does that mean?
It's part of the life cycle of a star.
Right, but what does it mean?
No,
it's dying.
Stars are always burning up on themselves, and so eventually they become a dwarf star. Oh, there's another one. Dwarf stars.
That's not a black hole, though. A black hole is so dense. You'll get this, Steve, once this is read to you. Mm-hmm. It's so dense that gravity just beneath the surface in the event horizon, it's so strong enough that nothing, not even light, can escape. So there's gravity underneath it or something that's really strong.
Yeah, I need...
Steve, if you take... a block of wood has a certain density. And
see?
If
I like
have,
this.
And if you have this very same size block, but it's made of lead, that's much denser, right? You can tell because it's so much heavier.
Mm.
Well, imagine that times trillions and trillions, same size, but the density is now like the weight of the sun in a small cube.
Mm.
And that's what it's so dense that everything gets sucked into it. Because the higher the density, the higher the gravity.
I really enjoyed watching Kelly nod along with that until almost the end and then shake her head and go, nope, I'm out.
Yeah.
Like you were on board going, I got it. And then he said, that cube's now made of something a trillion times heavier than lead. And he just went, no,
nope.
It's not.
A hole is not a cube. A hole is not a cube. No, my question is, if nothing can leave the black hole, what is in the black hole?
Everything. And nothing.
But what does that mean? Like,
I'm glad that we're discussing this.
Are there universes in there?
Could be.
Could get sucked into it?
We don't know.
Could we be in a black hole?
How do we know that there's...
I mean, who knows? Maybe. Maybe we're in some sort of black hole or some other astronomical thing that we have no concept of.
Have you heard of spaghettification?
No, but I'd love to.
Yeah.
When you go into a black hole, the pressure and gravity is so tight that it literally just... stripped you up and you turn into a little like a strain of spaghetti because it crushes you so quick.
How do they know that?
Yeah.
It was in Interstellar.
Yeah, they showed it in Interstellar. So,
oh, did they really?
Happened to McConaughey.
No.
I mean, a little bit. I mean, everything got stretched. They kind of show how that.
Oh, yeah,
works.
They did, didn't they?
Yeah.
So we turn into like fettuccine Alfredo when we go into
we
a black
become
hole?
Delicious.
So spaghetti is resistant to black holes.
Oh,
what does spaghetti become if you throw it in a black hole? A person?
Yeah.
it unstretches out.
What if that's how God makes people? He's just throwing old spaghetti noodles into a black hole and out shoots all of us.
I think that makes
probably
sense.
Not. Yeah, it's just his compost pile.
Yeah.
I like the way you think, Bill Nye.
We're God's compost.
On the eighth day.
That makes
awesome.
That actually makes a lot of sense.
All right, Steve. Last round.
Okay.
How many discontinued candies from the 20s and 30s can you name? You know, stuff that was of the era.
We talking real?
No.
Or Okay, four.
I don't know any. Steve is done with four. Kelly.
Five.
Alex. Can you say that category again, please?
Yeah, discontinued weird candies from the 20s and 30s of the 1900s.
Okay.
The century you were born.
Okay, so you said five, Kelly?
I did.
I will say six.
I'm out. I tried candies already. I flopped.
Mate.
Seven.
Steve?
Ooh. I'm out.
Kelly?
I'm out.
Don't do this.
I'll do eight.
I'm out.
If you had said nine, oh, that would have been great.
Yes, you just can't resist. Nine, damn it! All right, Hot Wings, eight discontinued candies from the 20s and 30s. Are you ready?
Yes.
On your mark, get set, begin.
Bark drops.
Yeah.
Toad lickers.
Two.
Succulent sticks.
Yes.
Depression wafers.
Yes. Succulent sticks were just sticks.
Big wheel bicycle lemons.
Charcoal chews.
Yeah. Calvin Coolidge coolers.
Ooh, Tommy's tomato paste.
Yeah.
Dust bowls.
Bowls of dust. Dust bowls are terrific. Yeah, they're great.
That was the one. That was
Big
everything.
Wheel bicycle lemons.
You know, anything just of the time turned into a shape.
Yeah.
Licorice noose.
Oh, those, yeah, those were very
for the day the black market failed.
Yeah.
The stock market failed.
Mm-hmm.
Not called the black market. No. Black market was fine.
Mm-hmm.